And now the game where we invite famous people on the show to answer questions about obscure things. Amy Sedaris has done just about everything. She's an actress and playwright and novelist. She created and starred in the TV show and then the movie, Strangers with Candy. And now, having done everything else, yes, big fans of that here. And now, having done everything else, she has written, what else? A guide to entertaining called I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. Well, we sure need help with our crudités, so we are delighted to have her join us. Amy Sedaris, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you.
So, Amy, let me ask you, you're a talented comedian and writer, but what makes you someone that we would want to get entertaining tips from?
Well, I don't know if it's tips. I mean, I do entertain and I do cook and bake a lot. I think this book, anyone who entertains already knows the book. This is for people who don't entertain, so hopefully it'll help make you be a better guest, because we can't have nice parties without a good guest. So it's for those people who don't know how to preheat an oven or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we invite you, you know, what we expect from you to make our party successful.
So you're really, it's sort of, you're helping yourself by just improving the quality of your own guests.
That's it, exactly.
Why, could you explain the title? Why is it called I Like You?
Because when you invite someone into your home, be it a dealer or boyfriend, whatever, you're saying I like you.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Well,
that's why.
I understand.
So and Under the Influence is about, you know, I was influenced by Girl Scouts and Junior Achievements and my second first grade teacher, you know, all the things that I've been, you know, influenced by. And then I have a whole chapter on how, what a pain in the butt it is to entertain people who do get drunk or really messed up on something, how they can single-handedly bring your party to a screaming halt. Because they always think of the life of the party, but really they bring it down.
Now, the holidays are coming up. Do you have any particular kinds of advice for holiday parties? Is that a...
If you're going to have one, hopefully you've already invited people. And as far as gift giving, if you're planning on getting anything monogrammed or engraved, you should have already done it. I mean, it's time. I mean, you've got Christmas is right around the corner, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I don't normally give out certificates, but something, I was thinking about gas cards. Do they sell them?
Do you buy
people like a tank of gas?
That's
yeah, I guess you could.
That's a great idea.
You know, it might be better and a little more thoughtful to give them the actual gas, just because there's plastic jugs are
in
cheap.
In a jug.
Yeah, see, that's a great idea. And then a book of stamps. Now you're talking.
No, you just line them up. I mean, like, my kids go to parties and they get gift bags. And so why not do that for
them? Yeah, I'm not a
gift
bag.
And it would be a gas bag.
Yeah.
A gas bag. I create a display table at my party so I sell stuff I want to get rid of for 25 cents. And it can be half bottles of lotion or aspirins or whatever. I cater it to my audience. And then whenever I'm cleaning my apartment, I start a big box up. And then when I have a party, I just display everything. And then people can buy something. And then I get quarters to do my laundry. It really works.
Now, I noticed, I was leafing through the book, and I noticed it has many recipes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
lots of pictures and large print.
Oh, yeah, lots of pictures and large print. I'm sure
I really kept the illiterate in mind because a lot of people who can't read, that's one thing, and then there are a lot of people who just don't know how to read. So I wanted to do a visual book so that when they saw the picture, it would inspire them to write their own story in their head.
Right. do you advise? I mean, are these real recipes if I make these recipes?
Yeah, I took it seriously. A lot of the humor came from Paul Dinello making fun of the fact that I was trying to be serious. So I decided to make it a little bit more entertaining than I originally wanted to because I just don't like joke cookbooks. And it would just go into a wacky pile and nobody would take it seriously. So it's all real.
Including, like, your list of munchies?
Munchies! Yeah, that was a hard list to come up with.
Yeah, I could tell.
Someone thought I was holding a hummingbird feeder in that picture, and it's a bong, and it's so funny to me. I'm like, why would I be holding a hummingbird feeder looking like that? That's so funny to me.
I mean, the list starts
that
out okay.
I could explain why the hummingbirds fly upside down and backwards in my yard.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hummingbird feeder when I found it in the garage.
Well, they got some good chronic. That's what it is.
Forgotten I own that.
Well, Amy Sedaris, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Drinking This Much will either win me a Pulitzer Prize or make not winning a lot easier to take.
Not all great writers... are drinkers, but certainly it often seems that way. We recently came across a book called Hemingway and Bailey's Bartending Guide.
Wow.
It's a book of anecdotes and cocktail recipes from the country's famous authors. We'll ask you three questions about the drinking habits of literary geniuses in history.
Okay.
Get two questions right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so Carl, who is Amy Sedaris playing for?
Amy is playing for David Tuttle of Arcata, California.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here's your first question. There are big drinkers, and then there's Jack Kerouac. The author of On the Road once got so drunk he did what? A, he roasted, cut up, and ate a Goodyear truck tire. B, he enlisted in the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines on the same day. Or C, he got married to a 47-year-old elevator operator who spoke no English.
Oh, they're all so good. Sophie's choice. I'm going to say three.
You're going to say he got married to that 47-year-old elevator operator who spoke no English.
It's not true. I'm going to say three, but I bet it's two.
Ooh. Well, what are you going to say? I want you to.
I am saying three, but I bet it's two.
I don't know what this says about you. It is the second choice. It's B.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Yeah.
It was the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines.
I knew it.
So why didn't?
Because that's what I would do. I would get on a line. You know, when you're like that, and you just call everybody. But I don't know. I like the idea of three, but I knew it was two.
All right. Yeah, he did. He enlisted on the same day into the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines. Strangely, by the time he sobered up, he was on board a ship headed for Greenland. He was in the Merchant Marine. Mm.
So I know I lost it, but
No, you have two more chances if you get the next two right.
It was a choice to lose.
If you get two more right, you will win. So don't lose hope. Here we go. Author Sherwood Anderson died from drinking, not in the way, though, you might
think. That's hilarious. Go on.
But he did not die in the way you might think. What finally did him in? Was it A, he realized his newly bought bottle of scotch was Johnny Walker Red, not black. He turned around to go return it and was hit by a truck. B, he was talking and drinking and eating at a shipboard cocktail party and he swallowed a toothpick. Or C, he suggested to a sailor that drinking creme de menthe was, quote, sort of a namby-pamby thing to do, is it not, unquote.
It was two.
The toothpick?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I was going to say toothpick of our campaign, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Toothpick is very dangerous. I know that.
Yeah, and he died.
That and campaign buttons.
Have you swallowed a campaign button?
No, not yet.
Amy, is there a section of your book for, like, hazards? You know, like, that sort of, like, olive hazards, pimento?
Well, I talked to a woman who was a stilt walker, and I asked her if she ever had, you know, taken a spill, and she slipped on an olive. She was doing a show at a bank, and there was a black olive on the floor, and her stilt slipped on it, and she fell.
Oh, my God.
I just thought that
you gotta love that,
yeah. So olives are very dangerous.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Okay, you've gotten one right. You've gotten one right. Well, anyway, that is how Sherwood Anderson died. He swallowed a toothpick, it gave him peritonitis, and he passed away. It's true. If you get this last question correct, Amy, you will, in fact, win. Here we go.
Wow, I never win anything.
Well, you might win this. Last question. Thomas Wolfe, the author, of course, of You Can't Go Home Again, Look Homeward, Angel. He could be alarming as a drinking buddy. Why? A, he liked to bite off parts of his glass and chew on them. B, when he ran out of liquor in the middle of the night, he would break into friends' homes and drink theirs. Or C, he liked to challenge people to a drinking game called I Can Down Any Bottle of Any Booze in 60 Seconds.
He sounds like a terrible guest.
Is he saying anybody? I know he's dead. Let's see. Gosh, okay, chewing the glass, that's a possibility. I'm going to say three.
You're going to go for C, that he would challenge people to say, I can drink this bottle in 60 seconds.
I don't know if that's his personality. Gosh. I can see someone breaking into someone's home and getting liquor. Okay, I can see that happening. But I don't know. Something tells me I'm going to go with three.
You're going to go with C, that choice.
It's not C. I can tell by you're disappointed in my choice.
No, I was just trying to build up some dramatic tension. I wasn't trying to interrupt.
Well, you're
one
doing
or
a good job. All now right. I'm depressed.
But that is your choice, C.
Yeah, but I bet it's one. What is it?
Yes, it was one, I'm afraid. Yes.
You know why I thought it was one? Because my brother David had this Ronco glass cutter, and he would take our wine bottles and make them into glasses, but he would never sand the edges, so when we would drink from the glass, we would all cut our lips. Oh. And that's why I thought it was believable. But damn it, I picked C.
Yeah, you did. Jeez. And he did like, Thomas Wolfe apparently did like to chew glass. We don't know why.
Wow.
But he did.
Well, I guess I'm a loser.
Well, let's find out, Carl. How did Amy Sedaris do in our quiz?
Well, she said it. To make it official, Amy needed two correct answers at least to win. She had just one correct answer.
Gee, I know. We all know. Why repeat it? But I had a chance. I knew. Yeah. Oh, I don't want. Now I'm depressed.
No. Hey, Amy, before we let you go, you just mentioned your brother David. That's David Sedaris, of course, the extremely well-known author, very, very popular with public radio audiences. I got to ask you, how in the world did one family sort of produce two such talents as you? Do you know? Do you have
a theory? Everyone in my family, I mean, they're good at something, you know what I mean? We all have a lot of ideas, and we all stay up late thinking of them. But I think Dave and I are the only two that actually like to perform in front of an audience out of six kids, and none of us like to chew glass.
Really? Well, yeah. Good thing, too, because otherwise your diction would go to heck. Amy Sedaris is a comedian, actress, and author of the new book, I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. Amy Sedaris, thank you so much
thank
for joining us.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Bye-bye. That's it, Tori, Dory. Taste of baloney, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house.